This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning pressure on the supply chain after a major interstate collapsed in Pennsylvania. Buttigieg was in Philadelphia yesterday to see the damage that happened to a section of I-95. Officials say the section of highway could be closed for months. Buttigieg is warning there's no substitute for the highway and added the closure will put pressure on the supply chain until it's resolved. An overpass on I-95 collapsed on Sunday when a tanker truck caught fire, destroying the bridge. One trans social media influencer in the United States is off the guest list for President Biden and the White House.
The White House says trans activist Rose Montoya's behavior last weekend was inappropriate. In a video posted to social media, Montoya can be seen topless, hands covering her chest, posing on the south lawn of the White House during President Biden's Pride Month event on Saturday. The White House said it was disrespectful. Montoya responded to critics of the video by saying she did not break any Washington, D.C. laws. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Since 1909, the Congressional Baseball Game has been an annual bipartisan event beloved by all and enjoyed by thousands. Members of the United States Congress from each party solidify friendships off the floor and on the field. Over the last century, the Congressional Baseball Game's popularity has contributed to it evolving into a foundation called the Congressional Sports for Charity. Created in 2016, Congressional Sports for Charity provides support to worthy and effective charities serving vulnerable children and families in the Washington, D.C. area. Tonight's contest will be aired on FS1. After his arraignment on federal charges yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump visited a Miami cafe before heading to the airport and leaving town.
Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for everyone.
While the visit to the cafe was unannounced, Trump did find a very supportive crowd inside where he posed for photos and received a warm welcome.
We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
Trump assured the patrons that he was okay and denounced the charges against him as baseless, suggesting they signify a decline in the nation. The crowd also sang happy birthday to Trump, who turned 77 this week. I'm John Schaefer.
The Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup Finals last night after defeating Florida 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high?
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. Enjoying your day, I hope. We've got Scott Powell joining us. Always good to have my good friend Scott with us. He's a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, senior fellow at Discovery Institute, the author of Rediscovering America. Scott, welcome back. As always, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about your latest column at Town Hall, Moral Authority, the Secret Weapon to Restore America. Break it down, if you would.
Well, moral authority is greatly underappreciated by policymakers. I think we could understand it best, and there's really two ways. I mean, policymakers have to be, our government needs to take care of its relationship with its citizens, its people, that's the domestic side. But then there is foreign policy, and obviously the nation needs to be led in an effective way with regard to foreign relations, be it deterring war, be it in wartime mobilizing alliances, and in peacetime, trade deals and so forth are very important. So how do these things all happen effectively? They happen effectively when the people that are negotiating these things have a moral authority. And this is the secret weapon that we have, because our country is founded on historically profound moral values, Judeo-Christian values.
Exactly.
This is the foundation of America. Mm-hmm. This is behind the Constitution, and it has served us extremely well throughout our history. But as we have departed from that heritage, and that really started, you could trace it back to the early part of the century, but it really became pronounced by the 1960s, prayer was taken out of school. We then legalized abortion, gay marriage, and we've had a decline in the moral stature of America. Let's just take the simple issue of we're in the so-called Pride Month, LGBTQ. Okay, we're celebrating that here in America, but the second largest block of nations in the world that have a religious, a religious foundation, that's the Muslim countries, they are deeply offended by our hanging the rainbow flag outside our embassies in Muslim countries. This is deeply offensive to them. This undermines our relationship with those countries. So that's just an easy example of how moral authority can work against us when we lose it, because that's how they perceive it. They view the relationship between the sexes in a moral framework. The same Abrahamic father, right? Because the Muslim faith came out of the lineage of Abraham, just as Judaism came out of the lineage of Abraham. So we have these, you have two major religions, and out of Judaism came Christianity. So we have this clear example of how moral authority can work. When we undermine it, it works against us. And what we've seen in the Middle East is 3 years ago, we had an amazing reorganization of the Middle East with America negotiating and brokering the Abraham Accords, which was bringing in Saudi Arabia into acknowledging and supporting Israel. It had already been consummated with Jordan and the Emirates and several other countries. All that's been derailed by Biden. And in fact, we find Saudi Arabia making a deal with their archenemy Iran being brokered by China. Can you believe that? But that's just happened in the last, 3 months. So this, I speak of these things because they've happened. They're real. We can get our arms around this. This isn't this theory. This is there are negative outcomes when we abandon the moral authority that we once had.
And that moral authority comes from God. When you have, when you have particularly the Democratic Party back in 2000 decided to omit God, just to take God out of their party platform, that was for me an oh moment. I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding me. And look, just even from that period of time, I mean, we're talking, two decades and growing, what's happened to the Democratic Party? I mean, they have become immoral, embracing immorality that now is in conflict not only with the people here domestically, but even with our allies. Many are thinking that America has lost its mind.
That's right.
But,
Because, exactly.
And this is what happens when you turn your back on God. You do. You things become chaotic and you're crazed. And this is what's being demonstrated. Going back to your earlier point, I mean, it all comes down to, as you say, biblical principles. And that is that you will reap what you sow. And what has been sown in this country has been things that have broken this moral compact. And this trust that we have not only between ourselves, but with our allies and others who would like to be allies with America.
Yes, and domestically, when you depart from the moral heritage, the absolute moral heritage of biblical truth, because it really is the biblical truth that gave birth to this country.
Exactly.
When you depart from that, what do you have? You have a rampant corruption. I mean, America is becoming ungovernable because no one is honoring the truth. Many of the power brokers now, they don't care about the truth. They don't care about, judicial protocols. It's all about what they can get away with. How they can manipulate public opinion to aggrandize their power. It's all about power. It's not about what is right. It's about power. So when you take morality out of the equation in politics, you have one thing left, and that's power, the pursuit of power. And that's a dangerous thing. The audience is well aware of the abuse of power in the 20th century. The 20th century was the bloodiest century. Why? Because people who had power in communist the communist Soviet Union, in communist China, they had no respect for people. They had no respect for their own people.
Over 100 million people murdered.
That's right.
During the 20th century, Scott.
That's right. And we could say that the same phenomena has happened in America as we've departed from our morality. We've murdered how many unborn? 65, 70 million.
That's in a tradition. Now bring in a chemical abortion. Now we're over 100 million.
Probably, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the point is that God sees everything that we do. And, if we want God's blessing, we want his protection, we can get that protection and that blessing by aligning ourselves with his order and his And it isn't just a matter of rules. It's his compassion,
his love for people. I'll tell you what, let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Scott Powell continuing with us as we're talking about really foundational principles. You've heard me talk about returning to first principles of this country. We need to understand the Constitution clearly laid it out that our rights come from God, not from the government. So think about that. And I know maybe in some, as we're becoming, some have said, a post-Christian America, and we're turning our back on God, we do this at a dire expense where you can see what's demonstrated, what it means to be an American without God. Now, remember, John Adams said our Constitution, speaking of which, was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, even still, Scott, according to Rasmussen, over 70% of Americans believe that marriage is still between a man and a woman. And we have a lot of pressure right now, culturally speaking, that wants to question whether or not God said that he created them male and female, right?
Oh, there's no end to it. Once you depart from the absolute truth of God's creation and the moral order that he had for us, when we depart from that, there is no end to
to
change and to accepting aberrant behavior, abnormal behavior.
I hope what people are picking up here, Scott, is that, look, we're not pointing fingers here. The reason that we're sharing this with you is that, look, we've had decades of experience on this in this popcorn stand, okay? And we've learned the hard way ourselves. We've defied gravity. We've defied godly principles, and we've paid the price and the consequences for it. All the reason we're speaking out is we're hoping that you don't have to make the same mistake here. And what we've learned along the way is that God has designed his universe. This is God's universe. This isn't Joe Biden's, not Bill Clinton's, not any politician. God created this popcorn stand, all right? He is large and in charge. And what he's done, down to the most minute aspect of life, he has designed it. He has instituted a system that will produce godly results. God created it for godly results. It's there. So when we are true and we're obedient to his plan, it goes well with us and we get the right results that we expect. Now, want to defy it, we want to disobey, well then you're going to get the consequences in much the same way as if you blatantly and, just want to stubbornly resist the law of gravity. You are going to reap the results of defying gravity. That's the way everything that operates on this plane, this is the way God has designed it, and we're here to warn you that you don't have to make the same mistakes we've made. That hopefully, and you can check this out for yourself and see if what we're telling you is not true. And I understand, as soon as you mention God, there is a percentage of people, Scott Powell, that are going to rankle up their shoulders and stiffen their neck. Okay, well, that's fine. That's your choice. God created us as free will agents. It's your choice to make. But there is going to be a cost. And the cost-benefit analysis is that if you do it against God, you're going to pay a terrible cost. If you go with God, it will go well with you, right?
That's right. That's right. I think it's important for us to also acknowledge that God's love and his truth are very real. Unfortunately, sometimes when Christ's truth and love was institutionalized in the Catholic Church and then the Protestant Church and all the denominations, it was being carried out by imperfect people. So
we
find that people have had bad experiences with church organizations sometimes, and that has sort of driven them away. Well, if that's what God is all about, then I don't want any part of that.
And you can't blame them. Yeah,
you can't blame them, and it's unfortunate. And that's why I would invite everyone in that category, to re-enter and rediscover the truth. I mean, you can start with the book of John in the New Testament and just begin to read. And you can even pray to God and say, God, I'm not sure of you. I'm not sure you're there. But I'm making a sincere effort to understand you. Show yourself to me through your word. Just that simple prayer, and then read, and then see, and keep at it. It doesn't happen overnight, but you may find that if you had a disciplined program of you know, working your way through the Book of John over the course of say a week or two, and you made that prayer, that God would reveal Himself to you. You would find a truth that had escaped you previously, and it would be good news, because God wants us to be fulfilled, to be happy, and to experience joy, to experience His love, His peace, His assurance that we are His children, and that He is looking. He cares for us, but He does ask us, you know, to care for other people, to live our lives in such a way that we're not self-centered, that we are that we're always putting other people's interests ahead of our own when they're legitimate interests. And when we live that way, we find everything begins to change and things go better and relationships are greatly improved.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the church, because sometimes people look at the church and God as being a bit synonymous. Yes, the church is to do the work that God has called them to do, and hopefully they should be able to reflect the glory of God. But as you said, once it became instituted, we get human failings mixed into this. This is why God calls us into a personal relationship with Him, so that we do not get wrongly influenced by the things of this world. But if you're not closely connected with God, I mean, you know, what a lost opportunity. I mean, why did Jesus go to the cross? But for us to have this direct, you know, familiar, if I can say, with all due respect and honor here in righteousness, this familiar relationship with a holy God. And when you come into communion with a God like this, it is life-changing. There's no doubt about it. And you've come in contact with, you know, what we've been saying here is that you come in contact with the legitimate. And as you come in contact with the legitimate and you realize what the genuine is, you're able to discern which is the counterfeit. And you don't get caught up in the lies of this world, do you?
That's right. That's right. Yep. Well said, Bill. Well said.
This is our heart.
I would remind the audience that it was Jesus himself who said that His yoke is light. In other words, living a godly life is not necessarily a big burden, as many people automatically assume. Well, if I live according to God, I'm going to have to change my life. It's going to be very difficult. But in fact, Christ Himself said, "My yoke is light." Mm-hmm. And He says that because indeed, when we live godly lives, we find that it is not a burden. It's not a burden.
Well, what was the purpose of a yoke, Scott, back then? And the people would have related to it. This is pretty academic, right?
Yeah, the yoke is to keep the, you know, whoever was harnessed, be it horses or cows in front of the plow, to be yoked is to be able to go to follow the path of the driver, you know, the farmer or the coachman. And in a way, what we want is for God to, you know, to direct our lives, to keep us, you know, to keep us from making mistakes, from hurting other people, and to finding joy and meaning in our life. That's what God wants for us. He wants hurting
other people or hurting ourselves because we decide we want to, go off the path, right?
Right, right. I mean, most of our pain is self-inflicted.
Well, we got to leave it there. Scott Powell, a member of the committee on the present danger, China, and the senior fellow at Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Bill.
Here. Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is lashing out at President Biden and the Department of Justice, speaking to supporters at his New Jersey golf club last night.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before.
A trial date for the man accused of breaking into then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set today. Lawyers will be back in court today to set a date for David DePapp, who's pleaded not guilty to charges including attempted murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. We've got Joe Freed. Joe Freed is a certified public accountant, CPA. He's a veteran auditor, okay? His new book, Debunked, this is with a question mark, okay? An auditor reviews the 2020 election and the lessons learned, probably the lessons we should have learned, and will they carry through to the elections going forward? We'll have to see. Now, Joel, let me bring you on here and welcome you to the show, because I appreciate what you've done with Debunked here. When you've got a majority of Americans still questioning the results of 2020, and it runs the whole spectrum, you know, those that got the results that they expected say, hey, shut up. It's done. We've already solved that problem. You've got to accept it. Well, wait a minute. You've got over 60% of the country going, something fishy. It doesn't feel right. The evidence is not there. And I appreciate you having the courage to look at this from an auditor's viewpoint, to bring some truth to the questions that the American people are having.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're right. That one reason there are so many open questions is that everything sort of got cut short. The first thing is that for our presidential elections, the certifications come very, very quickly after the election. In some states, it's varies by state. In some states, it's just a matter of a couple weeks later, and they certify. Mm-hmm. In other states, it might be 5-6 weeks, but it isn't a long time. And then, so that sort of put the kibosh on a lot of investigations. But then January 6th really ended it, because after that, if you were to bring up any issue about the election, it's like, oh, this is an insurrectionist, an election denier, it's a conspirator. So all of this has sort of put the put this under the table, so to speak. And I do sense that people are starting to speak up now, and that's a great thing.
Yes, it is. Well, because there's so many, I will say, me included, that have the same suspicions and ideas and, you know, theories of what's gone on. You know, those of us, depending, you know, on our different experience, what you as an auditor, you're a numbers guy. I've interviewed many numbers experts who've done polling, and the numbers don't seem to make sense. I mean, because just even on the face of it, Joe Biden getting 81,283,098 votes, well, then there should have been a blue wave to strike up the band, and that didn't happen. He got elected president, but look at the down line of his presidency. Traditionally, when somebody votes for a candidate like this, there are always strings attached. And strings by mean that, you know, people in the same party will end up reflecting the popular vote and be elected into office. And this is just one of the many peculiarities that didn't pan out in this particular election.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let me give an example of the, you know, first of all, let me say that I always welcome debate. I have no problem with people having opposing ideas. I don't want ever to censor them. But there are questions here that have to be raised. And I'll just give you one little example real quick, if you want. In Arizona, does this make sense to you? The split in the popular in the vote in Arizona between Biden and Trump was roughly Biden got 51% approximately, and Trump got 49% statewide. But in the military vote, which lacked a lot of documentation, it didn't even come out on ballots. It came out on typing paper without chain of custody. Guess what the split was? Instead of 51 for Biden, 49 for Trump, it was exactly 95% for Biden and 5% for Trump. Now, does it make sense?
On the military vote? On the military vote?
On the military vote.
Oh, yes. That's outrageous. Yes.
It's crazy. And this didn't come out until months after the certification. It was actually an outgrowth of the Cyber Ninja audit. Mm-hmm. But in my book, there's a reference to that, and you can even get to a video, it might be on Rumble or YouTube, of Paul Harris, who was the guy in charge of counting that UOCAVA. And, well, I say UOCAVA, that's the acronym for the military and their families vote overseas. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the overseas vote, I should say, not
right.
The whole military. But it was still a huge amount. Biden only won that state by 10,400. 8,000 of that 10,400 came from the overseas military vote, that 95-5% split that makes no sense. Now, people out there, even if you're a Democrat, it seems to me you ought to say, well, something strange about that. It doesn't make
right.
sense, does it?
Yeah.
So.
Especially, Joe, what traditionally, how would the military vote, traditionally, how would it break down?
Well, it varies with the states, but it's going to be, if anything, it used to tilt a little bit, I think, to the conservatives.
Exactly.
It certainly never tilted like that to any
part. Not dramatically,
either
right,
way,
exactly.
It never tilted
right.
95%. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things. I mean, I could rattle on and on. I don't want to overwhelm your audience with numbers, but I'll give you one more on Arizona if you'd like. It's
okay.
It's so obvious. The cyber ninjas were forbidden, absolutely forbidden, to do two of the most important tests. And when I say forbidden, I mean it came from Carol Maloney, from Jamie Raskin, from Merrick Garland. They said, you will not knock on any doors to verify that people actually voted. And that's called canvassing.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you're trying to figure out if there were ballot harvesters who were taking ballots and voting for people without their knowledge, what you do is you select a random sample of homes and you knock on the doors and you say, according to the Maricopa County records, you voted by mail. Is that true? And if it checks out, it checks out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Well, that was a test they could do. The other test they weren't allowed to do was the signature test. Right away, the Democrats went to court and they blocked it. But about 3-4 months, I think it was, after the cyber ninjas concluded their audit, the Arizona Senate, which was controlled by the Republicans, they commissioned Dr. Eve Shiva Ayadure to do a really good signature test. And he did a state-of-the-art test. He selected a panel of 6 people, 3 of whom were document examiners and 3 were lay people. And he did a scientific selection of 499 signatures. Now, I say scientific because I mean representative of the different areas of Maricopa County. And he said to each of these 6 people, I want you to look at that signature, the 499, each one, compare it to the file signature with the registration to see if they match. Mm-hmm. Do you know that they unanimously said 12% don't match? I mean, it wasn't 5-1, it wasn't 4-2, it was 6-0. These don't match. 12%, if you extend that to the mail-in voting population of Maricopa, that is 204,000 potentially phony ballots. Now, in an election decided by 10,400, 20 times, in other words, Biden's winning margin, 20 times.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that there weren't mistakes made. They're not infallible. Let's say that 90, but here's the problem. If 90% were mistakes, you still have 20,000, two times more than the winning margin, that are questionable. I mean, how can people, I don't care what your party is, how can anybody feel comfortable with an election that's decided by that kind of information? It's too weak.
Well, and no question.
That's why my conclusion basically was that these 6 swing states I looked at, they weren't certifiable.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. More from Joe Fried.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski, the ding-a-rona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the veteran auditor and CPA. His book, Debunked? Question mark. An auditor reviews the 2020 election. Joe, as you were saying, the numbers, particularly as you looked at them and you're looking at the evidence, particularly in these six swing states, you know, the kind of stuff that happened in Arizona. You know, the Democrats found a way to work things to their advantage, clearly.
Yeah, and I have to say that it's probably ballot harvesting. Now, they may see it differently. They may say, well, wait a minute, we're just, that's just a good ground game. We're just getting out the vote. Here's where I draw the line. I don't think anybody should ever give control of their ballot to any other person. You personally put it in the mailbox, you personally put it in the drop box, or you take it into the election center. But it's when people start handling other people's ballots, bad things happen. And that's what I mean by harvesting. Don't give up control. And you know what the truth is? In most states, even the Democrat states, it is technically illegal because it used to be just consider common sense in this country. You handle your own vote.
Right.
You don't give it to somebody else. But now the Democrats are a lot of Democrats, I should say, I shouldn't generalize, but a lot of Democrats are fine with harvesting, even though it's technically still a felony or at least a misdemeanor on the state books. So that's a real problem. Would you like another example? I can give one for
Before we go there, Joe, just for a minute here, just to clarify things of why is the election so important, and why should the vote, each individual vote, be sacrosanct?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this, that in Europe, this is surprising to a lot of people. There's 47 countries in Europe. Every single last one, no exceptions, requires ID to vote. And, you know, I think there's only one of the 47 that where it isn't a photo ID. So they take it. They seem to take it a lot more seriously than we do. I mean, we mail stuff out. You send it back with the signature. They don't even check the signatures. But, of course, it's important because every vote boat is like, I use this analogy sometimes, it's like a brick in our foundation of the republic. If
exactly.
you have too many bad ballots, bad votes, you end up, I mean, now I'm going to be a little partisan, you end up with a Joe Biden running the country. And that ain't good necessarily. So
right.
you want to make sure that the guy at the top is the guy that people really chose. And you can't be sure when you have funny numbers in the election.
Well, it is key to our democratic republic. That is, you know, principle one. We have to honor it because the reason that people are in this position that are elected because of the consent of the governed. If you
right.
compromise the consent of the governed, guess what? You've compromised everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not like... And it's not like studies haven't been done back in the 80s, right? We had a couple senators, if I remember correctly, did a deep dive study about ballot harvesting, about, you know, making sure that we were, you know, doing a better job when it came to, you know, conducting elections. But, you know, it's yeah. been that kind of thing that has just been very casual. I mean, one of the things I got to tell you, Joe, that just galled me was... You know, Democrats finally admitted and said very matter-of-factly, I mean, because you have on one hand, you got, remember, a former attorney general who said, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud, right? And I said, wait a minute, how can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud? And we're talking about Eric Holder here. How can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud when people are being arrested and they're spending time in jail? This comes from an attorney general to make that incredible statement. Okay, so you've got that kind of, you know, coloring the perspective within the body politic that there's no such thing as voter fraud. But then, you know, after the controversy of the 2020 election, the Democrats said, well, you know, voter fraud's been going on forever. And if you research, you can go all the way back to the 1700s. Voter fraud has been taking place here in the United States. So they, but the Democrats, you know, admitted, they go, well, if the truth be known, in the 1960 election between Nixon and Kennedy, you know, there was voter fraud in Illinois. That's how Kennedy got elected. So I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, now you admit this, and which people suspected all along, but, you know, it's just like, okay, well, Kennedy got elected, and you know, so we move on, and then, you know, there's other instances and questions about voter fraud, and of course, one of the biggest ones, of course, was hanging chads we went through with Bush and Gore, and, you know, but all it takes is just a little bit of poison into the well here, and it becomes cumulative to such a degree. Now we get to the point of 2020. 2020 was brought to you by all the voter fraud, the cumulative voter fraud that had been taking place for decades, right?
Yeah, and the irony is that if you go back about 15, 16 years, they had a major study of elections, and it was the Baker Carter, Jimmy Carter.
Yes, that's what, yes, exactly.
Baker. That, mm-hmm. And they say emphatically and repeatedly in that the most dangerous thing you can do in an election is to mail out ballots. They say that is the highest risk. They use those phrases, the highest risk you can do. And now it's fine. And then let's just go back 4 or 5 years ago. There were all sorts of articles about the dangers of cyber and voting machines because mm-hmm. and the Democrats were worried about it. So everything is flipped. They were concerned about mail-in balloting. They were concerned about voting machines, and now they're not concerned. It's I guess that's politics.
Well, as long as you're getting what you expect, you know, you're going to have 50% of the country, roughly, that is going to go along with you. And then, of course, if you have the media, social media, you have all the institutions backing up, you know, your result, then you're going to, especially in this environment of the cancel culture that you and I talked about earlier, well, then, you know, but the fact of the matter is this is a problem with the truth, Joe Fried, is the truth eventually comes out, doesn't it?
That's right. I hope so. Well, let me tell you, Bill, if I may, here's some things that we can do if the good guys, whoever they are, Democrats or Republicans, are in charge of the state government, and they, mm-hmm. by good guys, I mean those who believe in election integrity, then there's a lot of things that can be done easily. If they're not, I'll tell you what could be done in those situations, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's assume that the good guys are in charge. I would ban harvesting, make it a felony if it isn't mm-hmm. already.
Right.
I would absolutely require hard ID of some sort and provide free ID cards to those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time somebody registers in the country, citizen documentation, that is not required right now. And right now it is forbidden for anybody to ask for documentation of citizenship. That should change, and hopefully mm-hmm. it will with the Supreme Court coming up soon.
Right.
I would also recommend a uniform election day cutoff. That's not as critical, but we have many, many weeks of separation between some of these
exactly. Why can't we go back and just have one day? Everybody takes a day off.
Yeah.
And it's a holy day of obligation for this country. We take the day off and we go and vote.
Absolutely. Well, I'll keep pushing on. Keep the registrations clean, because we have mm-hmm. people who, there's no question, 10 years ago they died and they're still on there. There's no excuse
yes.
for that.
Well,
and,
even the U.S. Postal Office knows that 20-25% of a population in a zip code, they move. So, and that's every year. So if you're not renewing these registrations, well, then, you've got bad data, old data.
That's right. And some of the
right.
states, like Michigan, just passed something. And if you register for mail-in ballots, they keep you on for 6 years. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all sorts of other things. Make sure if you have drop. If you said that everybody should vote on one day if possible, but some people can't. So, fine, but they have to provide a reason. Either it's disability or they're traveling out of the country or something like that, but not just automatic. And drop boxes, if you use them, that's okay, because there aren't many mailboxes to find these days if you are mailing your ballot. But make sure there's a video camera on it and they're monitored. It's safe.
Well, because we have to protect, there has to be chain of custody on the vote, right, to make sure that it's integrous.
Absolutely. And those chain of custody documents, like we were talking about Arizona, do you know there's mm-hmm. 740,000 ballots in Arizona that in the 2020 election, no chain of custody? I mean, that's crazy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What do you do if the good guys aren't in charge? This is really the tough one. And all I can say is it's a fight at that point. You have to have a lot of tough observers, including attorneys, manning these election centers, because some of them are pretty tough on the observers. They get threatened, mm-hmm. they get harassed. And
well, they kept them at more than an arm's length distance to even be able to observe the count, right?
In Pennsylvania, could you believe the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania actually jumped in to say that the Republicans in Philadelphia had to stay 15 to 18 feet back. They actually had a lower court that said 6 feet, and the Supreme Court of PA said, no, you guys, the rest of the state, the red part of the state, all had close observation, but Philadelphia, the stronghold of the Democrats, nobody got to see what was going on. Crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, the name of his book is Debunked with a Question Mark, an Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election. Joe Fried has been our guest. Book will be linked on our website. And Joe, I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.